Hunters provide food for deer so the animals will stay in the area when hunting season rolls around. But Department of Natural Resources officials want landowners to voluntarily stop feeding deer because it concentrates deer populations. An infected deer could pass the disease on more easily to other deer than if deer were left to forage for food on their own in more isolated areas. Mark Noel is a dairy farmer in heavily wooded Buffalo County.
We have people that just dump truckloads of shelled corn out in the woods, and it's a place where every animal in the woods is there, the raccoon, the possums, the skunks. They're crawling all over these. They're defecating all over these piles. The deer come in there and eat among that. They're slobbering their saliva and everything. It's just an ideal place to spread disease.
In Buffalo County, Noel says hunting is big business. In fact, he says only 2 of the 20 landowners around him are farmers. He says many of those hunters don't like to shoot a doe or female deer because she might produce a trophy buck.
Just taking the big bucks off is high grading, is what we call it. It's about the worst type of deer management that you can do.
Consequently, Noel says the so-called hoarding of deer by feeding them needs to be regulated before other diseases have a chance to gain a foothold in the animal-rich state. The DNR starts public meetings on chronic wasting disease Wednesday night in Mount Horeb. Other meetings are scheduled for Eau Claire, Rhinelander, Waukesha, and Green Bay. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.